You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Baltimore Ravens +7 at 5-6. The New England Patriots -7 at even money. We do have the total points line on the board as well, and that is set at 45. The under is 10-11, with the over at 10-11 as well. And I think we should start the preview here with Tom Brady and the Patriots, because last week, Gil, Tom Brady got his 201st win to take the all-time lead away from Peyton Manning, and he's one win from becoming the third quarterback with 180 regular season wins as well. He had an amazing career, goes without saying, Tom Brady, and it almost seems, as I've said this on the podcast before, as if he doesn't age. He's at 39 years old now, and he's marshalled the Patriots to a 10-2 season so far, and his work with Bill Belichick continues to produce results, Gil.
Yeah, he's a robot, man. I don't even know what to say about him anymore. You know, they had the 15-year reunion for the Patriots' first Super Bowl champion team, the one that, you know, that beat the Rams as a 14-point underdog. Were they a 14-point underdog or a 7-point? Either way, they beat them. I believe they were a 14-point underdog in that game 15 years ago, and they won it on an Adam Vinatieri field goal. But Tom Brady was the quarterback, and that was the funny thing about this reunion, is that one guy wasn't there, the guy who's still starting for the Patriots. You know, it's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible that this guy is not only still playing, but by any measures, the best quarterback in the NFL, period, end of sentence, just based on the fact that he does it year after year. They're flashier quarterbacks. They're quarterbacks with better arms. But no one's better than Tom Brady. And what is he, 38 now?
39, Gil.
About 39. I mean, come on. Peyton Manning, once he got to around this age, you know, we were sort of like, all right, he's not the Peyton Manning that he once was. Keep in mind, Peyton Manning is only 1 year older than Tom Brady. So think about the decline of Peyton Manning, whether by injury or not. And think about Tom Brady. Where's the drop-off? There is none. And, you know, now he doesn't – he'll be tested now, though, that's for sure, in this game. No Rob Gronkowski. Gronk is out with back – you know, just had back surgery, so he's done for the year. Danny Amendola. I even missed this because I didn't watch much of the Pats-Rams. There's sort of a game or two that always gets lost in the shuffle because there's so many games at once on Sunday. I didn't realize that Danny Amendola is out with a high ankle sprain suffered in last week's win over the Rams. So, you know, Malcolm Mitchell, the rookie wideout, is going to have to step up again. This is really a game, though, and this is, I was mentioning on my show, really applies to fantasy owners, but expect this from this game. It's going to be a lot of Deion Lewis because the Ravens really cover the run epically well, historically well. They are great against tight ends, are the Ravens defense, and given that he is going to have to rely on a rookie wideout primarily, you're going to see a lot of Deion Lewis on little passes from Tom Brady. That's going to be the Patriots' approach in this football game.
And we've spoken about how brilliant Brady's been, but this matchup's not one that he's always enjoyed down the years, the one against the Ravens. He's not got a terrific record against Baltimore.
No, Baltimore's defense has always been their calling card, really. Even as far as, you know, we talked about the Patriots' first Super Bowl win. Well, the Ravens' first Super Bowl win the year before the Patriots did, so it was back in 2000, and they had one of the all-time great defenses. In fact, when you talk about Super Bowl champions, the argument for Super Bowl champions where it's not required to have a quarterback of any note is the 2000 Ravens. Trent Dilfer was their quarterback, and they were all defense. So a lot of the Brady performance against the Ravens defense historically is because he's played all these great players, from Ray Lewis to Ed Reed on down the line. Those guys aren't walking through the door for the Ravens defense, but this Ravens defense, the 2016 version of it, according to some advanced metrics, and I'll lean on my friend Aaron Schatz's Football Outsider metrics, DVOA, the Ravens run defense DVOA, his proprietary stat, is still on pace to break the 2000 Ravens record. And I'm not talking about the team record. I'm talking about the league record, the greatest run defense he's ever seen with that metric. So not only that, we've got, as I mentioned, the number one defense against tight ends in football this year, but they are number 22 against running backs in the passing game. Wow. So that is going to be really the way that the Patriots attack this. Although, as I say this, I should mention Bill Belichick does exactly the opposite of what you think he's going to do. So you know, I don't know. For all I know, Belichick's going to get out there. They're going to run 30 times. You know, I don't know. But that would appear to be the strategy for the Patriots. But I wouldn't put too much stock in the historical numbers of Brady against the Ravens D because it's a different bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Looking at it in reverse, though, Dave, Flacco does not cower against the Patriots. Flacco becomes the guy that we remember winning the Super Bowl when the Patriots show up. 16 touchdowns against 8 picks with a 91.3 quarterback rating against teams when Tom Brady's on the opposite side of the field. So, you know, Joe Flacco's kind of the sneaky guy here. We forget, at least I do, and because he's just a knock. You know, I talked about the Eli Manning face. Joe Flacco is like the apathetic version of that, right? You're like, are you alive, dude? Like, you have a pulse? And yet he's won a Super Bowl, and then he shows up in these big games. So, I know this is a lot of points to give the Ravens, I guess is what I'm trying to say here.
And he did show up last week as well, didn't he, Gil? He had his best game of the season last week in that 38-6 victory against the Miami Dolphins. I think you said on either the Guessing the Lions podcast or the Megapod last week, Gil, that the Dolphins run not as good as many people really thought it was, given they'd won 6 straight games, but the opposition wasn't outstanding.
Yeah, I don't think I was particularly bold in that statement. I think that was probably a shared opinion by many, but yeah, I felt that way. I also felt like that was the game, Baltimore-Miami, last week that I wanted no part of, because I thought there was a volatility of results, like a wide variance of results that could occur, and certainly that's what we got. Like, I could never have predicted Baltimore just destroying them like that. That was just a bizarre faceplant by the Dolphins. But give the Ravens credit, right? The Ravens 7-5 now, tied for the lead in the AFC North with the Steelers. I mean, it's pretty remarkable what the Ravens have done here. I like them getting all the points. Like New England to win. I like New England to win, but I like the Ravens getting all the points here. And you're right, Flacco looked great last week. He's a tough guy to predict, but he certainly shows up against the Patriots.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.